English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Edward, le journaliste américain, va retrouver notre ami Ndiogou Marley, le coxeur en chef. Vous allez écouter la suite de leur entretien. Vous entendrez la conversation entre Ndiogou, le coxeur, et le journaliste Edward. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux deux énoncés suivants. 1. Ndiogou a 11 garçons et 11 filles. 2. Baba est un fils de Ndiogou. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogou? 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? Vous apprendrez enfin des mots relatifs aux liens de famille et des expressions que vous réutiliserez. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Ndiogou, tell me about your home life. Do you have a big family?
Yes, thank God. My family is quite large, and I have 11 guards bits of wood, as we say here.
Do you mean children?
Sure, children also like no eye, no tongue.
How many do you have?
A good number, mashallah. Sons and daughters. We don't count our children, man.
Do you think one of your boys will take after you and become a coxeur?
Perhaps Ziggy.
You named your child Ziggy?
Relax, it's just a nickname, man. Ziggy, you know, like Ziggy Marley? His real name is Abdul. Anyway, I want Ziggy to become a big transporter.
But wouldn't that mean the end of the coxeur business?
No way, man. It's all a family business here at the car station.
What do you mean?
Hawa, my first wife, sells water here. The fruit seller over there is my daughter, Kani. Next to Kani is my nephew, Baba, the shoe cleaner. And my sister, Mary, sells good cafe tuba.
Cafe tuba? Never heard of it. What's that?
You've got to try it. Follow me, man. It's only 500 francs, the tourist price for you.
Come on, Ndiogou. I'm not a tourist.
I know, but business is business, man. Hey, this interview, will it be on VOA?
Well, perhaps. It's possible.
Nous avons entendu Edward s'entretenir avec Ndiogou Marley. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Ndiogou a 11 garçons et 11 filles. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Baba est un fils de Ndiogou. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogou? Ziggy. 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? Marie, la sœur de Ndiogou. 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? C'est le prix pour touristes. Et vous, que pensez-vous? Faut-il fixer un prix touriste, oui ou non? C'est à vous maintenant. Nous allons apprendre des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Écoutez et répétez. Sons. Daughters. Wife. Nephew. Écoutez leur traduction. Fils. Sons. Fille. Daughters. Femme. Wife. Neveu. Nephew. Répétez ces phrases qui établissent les liens dans la famille de Ndiogou. Abdou is Ndiogou's son. Kani is Ndiogou's daughter. Hawa is Ndiogou's wife. Baba is Ndiogu's nephew. Vous allez répéter ces deux expressions utilisées par Edward et Ndiogu. Come on! Business is business. Vous pouvez les utiliser pour dire « voyons » et « les affaires sont les affaires ». Nous avons entendu la deuxième partie de l'entretien que Ndiogu, le coxeur, a accordé au journaliste Edward. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux à des énoncés et répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Enfin, vous saurez utiliser les expressions « come on » et « business is business », n'est-ce pas?
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA.
Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Telephone.
Le téléphone, telephone ou bien the phone. I'm on the phone. Je suis au téléphone. The cell phone. Le téléphone cellulaire ou le portable. The cell phone. Aux États-Unis, vous entendrez souvent a call. You have a call. You have a phone call.
A phone call.
Vous avez un appel téléphonique. You have a call. Give us a call. Call me. Appelez-moi. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. Give me a call. To call, appeler. Vous allez entendre une conversation téléphonique dans laquelle les interlocuteurs parlent de certains pays. Dans l'exemple qui suit, vous entendrez Khalid dire « I come from Cairo ».
My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
Cairo is the capital of Egypt. Je viens du Caire. Le Caire est la capitale de l'Égypte. Vous allez entendre des questions. Elle commence toujours par le verbe suivi du sujet. Is Memphis in Florida?
Is Memphis in Florida?
Formule toute simple pour le verbe être. Pour poser une question, vous inversez tout simplement l'ordre, le verbe venant avant le sujet.
Is Max from Florida?
Is Max from Florida? Max est-il de la Floride? Écoutez la conversation téléphonique qui suit.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous avez entendu des questions qui commencent par is, le verbe être à la troisième personne du présent. Is Memphis in Florida? Encore une fois, le verbe avant le sujet. Commencez votre question avec le verbe « Is Memphis in Florida ?» qui vient de « Memphis is in Florida ».« Is Max from San Francisco ?» No, he isn't. « He » pronom personnel masculin pour Max dans ce cas. Les réponses à ces questions sont en général très simples « Yes, it is » ou bien « No, it isn't ». Contraction de « No, it is not ». Vous avez entendu le pronom « it » qui se réfère à des choses ou à des endroits. Par exemple, « What is it ?» Qu'est-ce que c'est ?
it dans la phrase. I have a question for Mr. Harris. What is it?
I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
Quelle est-elle? It remplace question. À la question, is Memphis in Tennessee? On entend la réponse, no, it isn't. It remplace Memphis. Ce qui fait que les phrases en anglais sont souvent courtes. Écoutons un dialogue entre deux personnes qui se présentent l'une à l'autre dans un avion en route pour New York.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Cette fois-ci, je vais vous demander, are you from Senegal? Cette question commence par le verbe are. Are, conjugaison du verbe être. You est le sujet, tu ou vous. Are you, êtes-vous? Es-tu? Are you from Senegal? Vous allez répondre, si vous n'êtes pas du Sénégal, no, I'm not. Contraction de I am not. I'm from Guinea. Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola. Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast. Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Rend visite à deux musiciens dans leur studio d'enregistrement et vous apprendrez à exprimer ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas dans le domaine de la musique. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Écoutons d'abord quelques expressions ayant à voir avec la musique et comment on la décrit. Do you like music? Aimez-vous la musique? Do you like music? Et maintenant, en ce qui concerne le genre de musique, do you like rock music? Do you like rock music? Aimez-vous la musique rock? Do you like folk music? Aimez-vous la musique populaire?
Wonderful, very nice.
Do you like rock music?
Yes, I do. I like all music. What do you like?
Everything.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like opera.
Let's talk about music. First, let's talk about your music. Lori, you're a singer.
That's right. But I'm a musician, too.
Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I do.
She plays several instruments very well.
What do you play, Lori?
I play the guitar. I play the piano, but not very well. I play the flute.
She plays many flutes.
What do you mean?
She can play wooden flutes, bamboo flutes, classical flutes, everything.
I like the flute. I play folk music on the flute. Do you like folk music?
Yes, I do. Let's listen to some folk music.
That's very nice.
I like that.
Okay. You like folk music. You like the flute. You play the guitar. You play the piano. You sing. Do you like to sing?
Oh, yes.
She sings very well.
But you sing, Luis.
Not very well. I like to sing, but I don't sing very well. Lori sings very well.
Thank you. That's nice.
My mother is an opera singer, but I can't sing very well.
Does your mother like your music?
No, she doesn't.
Do you like opera?
Yes, I do.
You play the guitar. Can you play other instruments?
Yes, I can. I play the guitar very well. Lori plays the guitar, too.
We both sing.
Do you like this music? Listen. Do you like that music?
I like it.
I love it.
Love it?
Yes.
It's okay.
Well, one likes it, one loves it. Luis, do you play the keyboard?
No, I don't.
Lori, do you play the keyboard?
I don't play it very well.
Stacy plays the keyboard.
Stacy plays with your band?
He's a wonderful musician.
Where is Stacy today?
He's visiting his family.
Where is his home?
He lives in Detroit.
Transportons-nous dans une situation où vous êtes parmi des amis musiciens. Ils ont chacun des instruments de musique devant eux. Le piano. Do you play the piano? Jouez-vous au piano? Do you play the piano? Yes, I play the piano. Do you play guitar? Jouez-vous à la guitare? No, I don't play guitar. Do you play the flute? Jouez-vous à la flûte? Yes, I play the flute.
That's beautiful. Do you like classical guitar?
Yes, I do. Do you play classical guitar?
Yes, I do. I play rock guitar in the band.
He plays classical guitar at home.
We study classical guitar.
Yes, we both play.
Vous avez entendu un tout petit aperçu de segments de musique classique, de jazz, de rock. Et vous avez appris à demander à quelqu'un, Do you play an instrument? Do you play piano? Do you play guitar? Demandez à vos amis et aux membres de votre famille le genre de musique qu'ils aiment. Do you like rock? Do you like jazz? Exercez-vous. Et à la prochaine fois. Michel Joseph au micro. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michel Joseph and I'm in the warm company of Issa, who was talking about adaptation to Phoenix, Arizona, coming from Burkina Faso. And I'm going to ask him, he was speaking about the weather and how hot and dry it was compared to Burkina Faso, which is more hot and humid. But I'm going to ask Issa, what other challenges in adaptation did he face?
Yeah, out of what I've said about the weather, it's people behavior.
Okay, people behavior.
Yeah.
So,
when you are in the process of improving your language, your English language, as a non-native, when you don't have people who trust you, who give you the time to explain yourself, to make yourself getting understood, is not that easy. Because when you speak to some people, they just don't have time to interact with you. Because to them, okay, I can't waste my time. You can't understand each other. But you will find there are less. That's true. But you will find some people who are willing to sit down with you, to give you the time to understand what you mean and to correct you if needed. And so, I mean, it's a very, very great way, I mean, to help people, because when you are not working, I mean, speaking with that confidence, I mean, you are likely to withdraw.
Right. Now, so this was a challenge also for you in terms of how you're going to react to people reacting to your inability to convey and to speak properly, convey your thoughts, your ideas. That is a big challenge. Yes. Now, were the people in your group, were they prepared to welcome students that were coming from outside that were non-native speakers? Did you have a coordinator? Did you have someone who could actually help train those people so that they were ready to help you?
Yeah, I have to say that we have there is always a coordinator, and ours really did his work. He did his job, and every time when we have some meetings, he used to explain to people from where we are, you know. So every time he can explain.
Oh, okay. He would explain to others
to
that
others,
you were foreigners.
Exactly. And for example, when it comes to my introduction, he used to say, okay, we are going to listen to this wonderful journalist who is from Burkina Faso, a very nice country, French-speaking one, and he's going to address you in a very nice accent, French accent. So it's a way to prepare people, you know, to understand something which is not really the same like they used to.
Right, right. So he would prepare everyone.
Yeah.
And
prepare
he would
the mind.
The mind.
Yeah. So.
And he would try to make them a bit benevolent, to have a bit of sympathy.
That's
for
it.
You, an appreciation that you've come from another country, that you speak another language.
Yeah. And that is a great strength for me, for example, because when he puts it that way, I feel more confident to speak, because even if I mistake, I mean, they won't take it like, yes, they already prepared.
The way.
Exactly.
So this was a good psychological tool.
Yeah.
So in fact, so your group is sheltered, protected, supported, and at the same time, you faced the real campus behavior. You faced the encounters with people who were impatient, who had no time.
Yeah.
Who were not ready to try and understand what you were trying to say.
Yep, that's it.
So, which is life.
Yeah.
So you faced life.
Yeah.
Life on campus with all the ups and downs.
I agree with you. In every part of the world, you can't encounter people who are they can't be all good people, you know. So you just have to deal with it.
Right.
And when it comes to me, I'm just this person who never stops clicking.
Right.
I mean, never stop continuing.
Don't give up.
Never give up. That's my expire. Yeah.
I believe that, because when you're mentioning the challenges of even just overcoming the English tests in order to qualify to apply for this scholarship, which is already a bigger challenge than our English-speaking fellow African countries who don't have that challenge.
Yes.
We already know you don't give up.
Yep.
So we're going to continue with Issa and find out what is Issa made of. Hello, welcome back to Anglais Télé. Welcome back to this discussion with Issa, who is a Humphrey Fellow from Burkina Faso. He is francophone, and he was sharing with us the challenge of learning English, improving his English on an American campus with people who were supportive or not so interested, with people who wanted to give him time or had no time to give him. And I want to know, and I'm sure you guys want to know, what is Issa made of? What strengths do you have that you were able to overcome and persevere with these challenges to get where you have gotten?
What I would like to say about this is that to me it's important to anyone who really wants to get to success to keep the faith.
Okay, so we're talking about the keys to success. So the first one is faith. Now, faith in yourself or faith in a spiritual strength behind you?
Both.
Okay.
Because you have to be solid every time and in everything you are on your way to do.
Okay, believing in yourself. So this is self-belief, faith in oneself. So that's the term.
And what is very important is to keep in mind that why can't you succeed in doing things? And why other people succeed in that, in those things, I mean. So you have to, even when you fail in doing things, your first times, you have to keep on. You know, never give up, like we said before.
Never give up.
Yeah,
get up again.
Yeah, just keep on, working on it. One day you'll find something great in it. And I used to say, I read many, many books on leadership, and some behavior, look like mine. So what I all the time try to keep in mind is that when you want to get to success, you have to know who you are, what are your strengths, and try to improve, not your weaknesses, because I don't like calling them weaknesses, because when you call them weaknesses, it's like you are accepting that you have weaknesses.
Okay.
So to me, just say the facts, the things you have to strengthen.
Work on.
Yeah, you have to work on.
Okay.
Yeah, and to reach what I call competitive greatness is to keep in mind that in all what you are doing, you make sure you are doing all your best to get it done.
So you're putting out the max each time from the get-go.
Exactly.
And you persevere, you keep going. You don't stop trying, even when you fail. You just get up and you continue.
Yep.
So basically, your advice is do not get discouraged. If you don't pass the exam the first time, try it again. Keep studying.
Never stop trying. And especially, you have to be careful of details.
Okay.
Because sometimes things are in detail.
Okay, so to pay close attention to details.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very important.
Yeah.
And everything you'll be involved in, just make sure you are just pushing yourself at your limits. Make sure that you don't have to regret later and say, maybe I should have done this or that. No, make sure you did all your best.
Okay.
So after, you know that you left no chance to luck.
And as they say here, no page unturned.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow, yeah. I'm really happy to meet you.
Me too.
Wonderful having you here in Anglais Télé. And for any one of you who wants to listen to this again, go to Facebook, Anglais Télé. Listen to Issa's advice. I'm just really impressed.
Thank you.
He's here. This is the proof of his work.